Welcome to a podcast of Beyond the Book, a presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center. Copyright Clearance Center is the world's largest provider of copyright compliance solutions through a wide range of innovative licensing services and comprehensive educational programs for authors, publishers, and their audiences in academia, business, and research institutions. For more information about Beyond the Book and Copyright Clearance Center, please go to www.beyondthebook.com.
What I'd like to do next, though, is turn to someone who really has a different perspective, one very much tied to books, but very much also looking ahead to the future. And that's Anna Maria Alessi, who was named publisher of HarperMedia in March 2005. She first joined HarperCollins Publishers in 2001 and now oversees publication of all adult and children's audio titles and all HarperCollins e-books. For HarperCollins Audio, she's published many classic children's books, including Laura Ingalls Wilder and C.S. Lewis, and many frontlist authors, including Lemony Snicket and Jamie Lee Curtis. There was a recent announcement, which you may have read about, where Harper is now has its own internet TV studio in its offices in New York, and that was what caught my eye. And so I guess my first question, Anna Maria, first, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Very nice to have you here. My first question is, what's going on at Harper? I thought you guys were book publishers.
Well, we are author publishers. The way that I try to communicate what we're collectively trying to do is that, in my opinion, we're trying to talk about authors as much as we talk about books. And that is a subtle but sort of important distinction. And all of our efforts are moving towards putting an author in front of a consumer so that, to use Paul's reference, you know, why didn't somebody tell me about, this great book when I was 16 instead of 25? What we're trying to do is make sure that those books and those authors are out there and in front of potential consumers, because there is a lot of distractions, potential distractions, and a lot of our job is to make sure that a consumer knows that there's a new publication and that they would be interested in reading it for some very good reasons.
How do your authors respond to that? The sort of classic picture of the author is alone in a room with, his typewriter or number two pencil. And here you're really encouraging them to come out of their studio and into the real world.
Well, authors want to be read. And that's where we start the conversation. We want to go find as many readers as possible for you, and here is a menu of all of our different efforts, and it involves people all across different departments, and we see that obviously as the end goal is to have more readership or listenership, and they appreciate it very much, and they're a tremendously enthusiastic and happy to partner with us. We are approaching them in a much more collaborative way now, and saying this is what our expertise is, this is how we think we can contribute to your efforts, and here's a roadmap that we've put together, and you know, what can you do? And basically they say we'll do pretty much whatever you want us to do, because it will lead to more readers.
Now, your internet TV studio has only been open for a short time, so it's hard to draw any really substantive conclusions, but what kind of activities have been going on, and has it been just book promotion or more than that?
It currently has only been book promotion. It's been up for about 30 days, and we've had nearly 35 authors in. We are using it to spread the word of what they're doing, whether it's a current publication or a future publication, or, you know, in the case of Simon Winchester, to come in and sort of comment on current events. We talk about how it's modeled after a newsroom environment, and that is because we hope to be able to pull people in and get the video posted very quickly to take advantage of anything that might be happening in the news or any, you know, publicity opportunities. And it's gone very well. We have a tremendously talented producer, but she hasn't had to work too hard, because when you ask an author to talk about their work, it's usually pretty darn fascinating. They have great stories to tell about how they came to this project and what the result of their effort was.
And Paul talks a great deal about the conversation that books and authors have with readers. And here it seems to me you're encouraging that kind of conversation. And the way that people correspond or interact with authors today is increasingly through the internet. So if you were to record that, presumably you could have something up this afternoon about a response to the earthquake in China if you had someone who was an expert in
like
that.
Like Simon Winchester.
Absolutely.
His new book is about China. So absolutely.
And where does that put Harper in the picture? Increasingly, the media, which was the gateway to news, publicity, is receding because you can go directly to the web. Is that something you're sort of banking on? You can get directly to the individual?
Yes. I mean, a lot of what we do at Harper is to try to bring efforts in-house and sort of do things ourselves. And this is another example of that for a variety of reasons. We think that that makes a strong approach. And yes, absolutely. So now we can create the product and we can be effective in placing it in a variety of ways. We give it back to the marketing and direct marketing and publicity departments, and they tailor its placement for each individual author and book.
Well, it strikes me that that's also ensuring the future of publishing in a way. If we're talking about the future of reading here, the publisher has to continue to have a valuable role in this, because otherwise it could just be authored direct to reader. I'm not saying that that's bad necessarily, but if publishers want to stay in business, they need to find ways to add value to the equation.
Yes, and we do think that, you know, we can add a bit of expertise, whether it's shooting the video or recording the audiobook or, you know, placing an interview. You know, we talk about how we don't ask authors to design their book covers. So, you know, we want to be full service in terms of, marketing and publicity and a wide variety of business models and formats. You know, our job is to promote any idea that the author has. You know, so these are a variety of ways that we're doing it.
And your own background, your own professional background, is interesting because you came to Harper not from the world of what you told me was bound books, and I found that an interesting phrase, sort of books unbound, but also books unbundled, or the unbundling of the content, if you will.
Right. I'm not a traditional publishing person. I started at Harper 6 years ago in the audio department as an editor, and I've never had a book job. I love authors. I love books, obviously, but I really do believe that that there are a variety of ways that an author can get his or her idea to the world, and I'm very excited to be part of that effort to get the idea to the world in any format that is successful in reaching people.
Well, here at Book Expo, there's been a great deal of attention to the ebook and the Kindle and so forth. The response, it was interesting to me, the most interesting response was somebody, a man who often has his eye on the future, Steve Jobs, was asked about whether he was going to try to compete with the Kindle, and he basically denied the book a future. He said, why would I bother? No one reads anymore. And how do you respond to that?
I respond somewhat cynically by saying I don't really believe what Steve Jobs says publicly, and I think that it in fact encouraged me that it's more likely that he's working on a delivery system for book interiors than ever before, and I have a little, so I'm very skeptical.
Well, I think the future of books is tied up in the past, and I just have to share a short story. I met recently a publisher of Latin and Greek textbooks. And so I asked him, what's new in dead languages these days? And what he told me was that they were doing a podcast series of Cicero and Caesar and so forth. And the
fantastic.
Yeah, and the podcast series is called I, Podius, which I thought was terrific.
You gotta love that. That's fantastic. I mean, it's anything that we can do to put the words and the ideas in front of potential consumers, I think is a good effort, and I think that I'm encouraged as well. I think people are going to read. I think they're going to read in different ways. And I do think that, you know, reading bound books is likely to diminish, and probably reading long formats is likely to diminish. But I don't think it's going to diminish hugely. And I'm not discouraged that ideas are going to suffer. In fact, I think ideas will probably gain in currency as we have more opportunity to run into them.
Well, we're going to start thinking this is all just a group hug, but I'm glad to hear it, because we certainly know that the future of the newspaper seems to be very much in doubt, and printed forms of all kinds really are under threat. But there is a sense that the book is an object that will survive all of this. Thank you very much, Anna Maria.
Thank you.
Beyond the Book is an educational presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center, with conferences and seminars featuring leading authors and editors, publishing analysts, and information technology specialists. Beyond the Book is the premier source for knowledge on the latest business issues facing today's dynamic publishing industry, from initial research to final publication and beyond.